noticed is that a lot of people that talk about spirituality online, they only talk about the good part. You know, they talk about love and light, and they make it seem like this shit is all peaches and creams. But they don't tell you about the dark side. They don't tell you that when you actually open up your third eye and you actually start seeing beyond the matrix, bro, it's a lot of pain and suffering that comes with that shit, right? And so you got to understand that pretty much everything we was ever taught was a fucking lie. So when you become conscious, you have to reprogram the way that you think. So this means you have to go back in your mind and you have to resolve past traumas. You have to confront your own fucking demons. And see, a lot of people don't want to talk about this. They want you to think that it's all about love and everything is sweet. But they don't talk about the real shit. They don't talk about the fact that, you know, you can become depressed from having all this spiritual knowledge, right? Because you can become so elevated in your consciousness to where the physical earth bores you, the physical earth is beneath you, and you can begin to hate this realm. Because look, man, I'm going to tell you some real shit, man. I know a lot of people who got too deep into this conscious information, and they ended up just, you know, crashing out or taking themselves out. You know, because you got to understand, man, this shit is not for the weak of heart. This shit will break you. This shit will destroy you. You talking about taking everything that somebody has known to be real and true and destroying that shit, right? And rebuilding your whole fucking life, rebuilding your whole mind from the ground up.
What's going on, beautiful people? It's your girl, Kira Savvy here. Savvy Kira on Instagram and Facebook. And this is, you already know, Literally Just Talk Radio podcast, Talk Heavy TV vlog series. To acknowledge with knowledge. Listen, good day, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. All my shows are pre-recorded, so, you know, time is of the essence, and it doesn't matter in our existence. Everything happens in divine timing. And speaking of that, since my last show, I really started to think about things that reoccur in my life and how I get into very similar situations at different places in my life, even with different people, but the energy around it and being in connection with certain people, even if it's people from the past, how it almost comes back to haunt me, you know, in a sense. When you start to kind of relive through certain existences. So I really wanted to discuss with you all, you know, getting out of and breaking away from those existences, being in a cycle of, you know, a certain thought process or being around a certain people or having a certain energy about you that you know that you really want to change, you know? So a cyclic existence is really defined as repetition of situations, ideas, or thoughts that reoccur at different phases of your life. And this is something that I had to write it down in the book because I thought about how am I going to break away from being involved in these same situations. More specifically for us adults, you know, it really comes down to relationships. You know, men and women alike, or people in general, we have this idea of I can't find, you know, the right person, or I can't find a good person, or I'm always running into a very specific person. I always attract a very specific person. But I think the one thing, as always, that we don't take into account when that happens is us. Have we changed? Have we changed our thought ideas or, you know, our attraction towards very specific people that we feel like we always seem to attract? Are we allowing ourselves to carry the same ideas about people or about situations that allow us to keep reliving the same cycles over and over again? And I don't know about y'all, but I'm tired. Like, I'm tired, baby. I'm tired of feeling like I finally have approached something new. I've done all this inner work in myself. I've done all the work around my spirituality, which is hella hard, you know, and I posted that video in the beginning of this, because y'all need to know this spirituality shit, like, it's not for the weak. You really have to identify traumas. You have to identify hard things about yourself that you don't want to even admit and face it and change it. And in order to get out of a cyclic existence, you have to be able to confront these things head on and deal with them to get off that hamster wheel, to not have to continue, you know, carrying the same energy, dealing with the same people, and never going back to it again. So I thought about, you know, in breaking down my thought process about, you know, being in certain cycles, what have I done to end them? What have I done to tell myself that I'm not going back into that, that I'm on, you know, I'm not on the track running around in circles. I'm not going to be on this hamster wheel of running around these circles and continuing to live in the same existence and having the same energy around me. No matter what I have to do, I'm going to move forward. I'm going to get off of this because I can't, because I'm tired. And your breakthrough comes when you are tired. So I really want to dig into that a little bit. So I wrote down a few steps, you know, to actually end a cyclic existence. And this has worked for me. And as y'all know, I like to share things that work for me. If it don't work for you, baby, take what you need. If you don't need it, then move along. This is here for those of us who would at least like to have some type of practice in order to break free from being and having recurring situations. So, like always, step one for me with anything in my life is acknowledgement, which is why I abbreviated talk into to acknowledge with knowledge, because I have to come to terms and acknowledge what things are and see them for what they are in order to move past them, in order to move through them, in order to correct them. We don't know and probably can't acknowledge it or the form of a cyclic existence until we're already in it. And that's probably, it's really not the hardest part, but acknowledging it, that's the first step. You have to say, okay, this is what's in front of me. This is what it is. I've seen this before. I've been here before. I've been in this situation before. I've been in this circumstance before. I've been with this type of person before. When you decide to say, okay, that's what this is, I see that I'm getting ready to put myself back into a position that I don't want to be in, to feel a way that I don't want to feel, to deal with things that I've let go of, that I have confirmed are a part of my past and no longer a part of who I want to be. They're no longer a part of my existence. You got to think about it. Acknowledge it. See it for what it is. And when you see it, you got to believe it. You got to take into account that this is going to be and continue to be, because like I said, you probably don't know until you're already heavily involved, until you're heavily ingrained in it. You won't recognize it until you're in the energy of it, whatever it may be. And for those of you who don't know, I'd speak very generally because this can apply to any area of your life. Feeling trapped, feeling lost, feeling like you going around in circles and you'd have no way out. Thinking of every possible negative outcome because it's always turned out this way. This is about breaking free. It's about getting out. So the second one I like to say is accepting it. Accept what you have acknowledged. Some people like to call them, you know, red flags. I like to call them green flags, because you got the green light to get out of that shit. A green light for me is go. Or a green flag for me is, it probably would get more of my attention. Because it's like, we're checking off the boxes. We're checking and looking into what it is that we need to get out of, to move past it. But you got to take it for what it's worth. You have to see it for what it is. For those of us who may be religious or even spiritual, we may meditate and we may pray, you know, and ask God to give us signs. And he give us all the signs that we need. But we choose to not pay attention to them because we feel like we're in a different place. But if you know and you can see the reality of it, that this is something that you've done before, that this is something that you have dealt with before, and anytime you've encountered it, it has not made a difference, then it's time to do something different. It's time to let go of that thing, because it's getting you nowhere. You're running and you exerting and you wasting your energy on something that's not going to be what you want it to be. And don't get me wrong, because my words can be misconstrued. They can be mistaken for giving up. They can be mistaken for walking away from something that you put effort, positive energy into. Couldn't be more wrong. I'm saying, is it something that affects you in a way that you know is going to cause you to go right back to doing things and being a person that you no longer are? How can you escape the existence of people giving you a label, or even of you giving yourself a label of who you used to be, knowing that you've encountered change, knowing that you've done the work to change, knowing that I no longer want to be in this cyclic existence of constantly doing the same things? I've heard the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Each time you're expecting it to be different, and you know it won't be, because you've done nothing to get out of the cycle. You haven't accepted that, oh crap, I'm back here again. Now, what am I going to do to not come back here again? What am I going to do to not be this person again? Which leads me to my third one. And this is the doozy. Letting go. Letting go is the hardest part. Because no matter how hard a situation may be, even dealing with it, it becomes comfortable to us. Some of us are even comfortable and struggling because it's all we've ever known. We've only known how to deal with hard shit and how to take on hard responsibilities and not see any other way. But you gotta deny that existence. And that's the hardest part. because it's comfortable. Like, some people may not understand what it means to be comfortable in a hard place in life. And we don't want to do the work. We don't want to acknowledge it. We don't want to accept it. So we can't let it go. We only end up dealing with the same thing. Even if we move away from it, even if we move away from that thing, that person, that relationship, that job, that state, you're still there. You're still there. You're still trapped in that experience. You're still trapped in that emotion. You have a hairpin trigger when it comes to even thinking you're going to see it or deal with it, or it's a mention. And it puts you right back in that cycle of thinking. It's so heavily ingrained in a lot of our subconscious that we don't know what it means to let go. Thus the cycle continuing. Thus the existence continuing. Once you've acknowledged it, once you've accepted it, let it go. Let it go. And it's so much easier said than done. It's way easier said than done. My letting go process revolves around several things. It's almost like the stages of grief. You know, even at some point where you're denying that, no, that's not what it is. No, that's not what I need to be doing. And it's exactly what you need to be doing. See, it takes for you to pull on your inner strength, the strength that you know you have, even at your weakest moments, to get out of that trap, to get off of that hamster wheel, to say, you know what? This ain't it. This ain't it. And no matter what you need to do to get off that hamster wheel, you got to identify what works for you and do that. Because it's no longer serving you. It's no longer serving your existence. It's no longer adding value to your life. It's destroying the person that you really want to be. The person that you want to be to yourself, so that you can be who you need to be for everything external of you. And that step, it takes the longest. It takes the longest. Because it's the hardest. And it honestly can only be as hard as we make it on ourselves. But when it's something that you really want to do, you'll start to do it. You'll feel it. You'll see it. You'll hear things differently. You'll identify the way you perceive the world around you. And it'll create a better existence for you. And the next one, of course, it's about removing that existence. I know you might say they are like one and the same, you know, letting go and removal of the existence, but they're not. They're not. Because when you remove that existence, when you've acknowledged it, when you've accepted it, when you've let it go, you no longer will accept it as a part of your life. And you can turn the page. You can close that chapter. You'll identify it quicker and faster and be able to get away from it. I'm not going to say that it's not going to come around again. I'm not going to say that you may not be met with the same difficulty. What I am saying is that you are equipped in yourself to never be caught up again. To never feel like you're going to be stuck on that hamster wheel. To say, no. No, thank you. I'm good. Oh, you going this way? You want me to follow you this way? Oh, no, I'm going that way. Because that way, that's where I am. That's where my better existence is. That's where a non-reoccurrence is. That's where brighter and better things are for me. And they're waiting for me to get off of this hamster wheel. To say no mas. No more. No more will I be trapped in the same mindset. No more will I allow myself to run around in circles like a chicken with my head cut off. Not knowing where I'm going. Not knowing what I'm doing. Being afraid of what's going to happen next. Because I decided that I'm not staying here in this energy anymore. I'm not staying here in something that is causing me detriment anymore. I am going to do what I need to do for the sake of a greater good. Of a greater good for me and my existence. No longer keeping that cycle going. And last but not least, don't you go back. Don't go there again. It won't be any different. Mark my words. Unless you've seen with your own eyes, based on the actions of whatever is causing this existence, that it has acknowledged and accepted and decided to let go of what needed to be changed. Don't you go there. It's a trap. Don't be willing to fall in. Because it may initially, that cyclic existence might come with all the bells and the whistles and everything that you've hoped for, everything that you hoped it would be. But then there will be that one thing. And it's typically that one thing that makes the difference in how it isn't different. There is no difference in the way that you feel. There is no difference in what you've encountered. There is no difference in the energy. It won't be different. It'll be the same. So I encourage you to do the work. Do the hard shit. Because it's hard. I'm not here to tell you that life is full of rainbows and sunshine. It's not easy. Because a lot of times it's not. And we gotta do the hard part to get to the rainbows, to get to the sunshine. We gotta do the work. Manifesting, praying. Anything that you've done to get a break, to break away from this cyclic existence. Action is required. And let your actions speak. And let the actions that you see around what this cyclic existence is, let them speak to you. And listen to them. You can break away. You can do something new. You can do something different. Mark my words. You can. And you will. I can almost guarantee that. As always, that's all I got for y'all today. Make sure you catch me here every first and last Saturday of the month. The show will air by 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you like, make sure you follow, make sure you subscribe. Follow me at Savvy Kira, SavvyKira, on Instagram and Facebook. Make sure you cop the merch. Support your girl. www.ljtrtawktheWordHeavy.com. Check out my website. Make sure you support my poetry book, of course, More Than Meets the Eye. Vivid paintings of poetry available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, my website. You get it from my website, you get a signed copy. Yo, I love y'all. Till next time, be good. Peace.